Hello, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast. Today, I am incredibly pleased to have Lino Tadros, who is the founder and CEO of Falafel Software, a good friend, a funny guy, one of the nicest people I've met, and now my boss. Lino, how are you?
How are you, Jesse? It's nice to be on your show.
Well, it's great having you back. Last time, I got to interview you just as a buddy, and this time I get to interview you as an employee, so I'll be much more polite this time.
Sounds good. All right.
Tell me a little bit about Falafel Software. It is a really interesting organization.
Well, Falafel Software actually has been around since May 15, 2003. So we have been doing this for almost 11 years now. So it went as if it was 11 days. It went really fast. We have been very blessed, very successful in the last 11 years for consulting and training. And also we added products in the last 3 years as well for our event board product for mobile, for iOS, Android, and Windows Phone 8 as well. So we have been doing a lot of .NET consulting for major Fortune 500 companies and for small business and medium-sized businesses as well. And we also have been training on-site and online for the last 6 years for a lot of different products from Telerik, from Microsoft, from SmartBear, for testing, C#, ASP.NET, MVC, Kendo, Sitefinity, and Test Complete.
It's a wide variety of software that you support and that you train on. And it goes now well beyond just .NET and Microsoft.
Yes. Why do you think we hired you?
That's a good question, and we're not going to go there today. I know that there's been a real expansion into mobile, and as you know, I've been blogging about Xamarin for Android, and Lance has been blogging about Xamarin for iOS. Do you see that as a big part of Falafel's future?
Yes, absolutely. We saw the writing on the wall about 3.5 years ago. And we decided to hire Lance Bullock, our VP of mobile in the company. And we started the department because a lot of our customers want to build mobile application native in the beginning for iOS, for iPads, for iPhones, Android, tablets. So it definitely became big. And in reality, because of a company like ours in the .NET world, what they usually do, they hire us to do the back end for a major system, for instance. And then after we finish and we have even a front end in front of it, whether it was written in the old days in Silverlight or now in HTML5 and JavaScript, if it's architectured correctly, the price to pay to create a mobile app that uses maybe like REST APIs going against the database using REST APIs or something of that kind is definitely a lot cheaper than starting the whole thing from the beginning. So we start usually with iOS. This is usually what our customers want us to start with. And then if it's successful, we move on and create something for Android. And then after they create iOS and Android, the price is even cheaper to go ahead and finish the job in creating a Windows 8 or a Windows Phone 8 application to have access to the system the same way.
So when you architect that application, are you architecting from the very beginning for multi-platform?
Yes, absolutely. Nowadays, you can't do it any other way. I mean, mobile is here definitely to stay, and it's huge. And we believe in the next 5 to 6 years, this will even be bigger than the desktop business. So everything now, you have to put an architecture eye on mobile. Some companies will do it based on responsive design, for instance, for websites. Some people would like to have it native. Here we don't get to choose. We just can give our opinions. We are consultants. So we tell the customer what is the good and bad about native or hybrid or HTML only and stuff like that. So there is a lot of different technologies out there. We definitely started doing it with Objective-C for iOS and Java for Android and XAML and C# for Windows Phone 8. And then after a while, great products like Icinium, for instance, from Telerik came out. Also, Cordova, actually, the idea from Adobe to be able to package HTML5 and JavaScript and make it as an app store application, for instance. All these things definitely grew on a lot of people. But I still believe there is always a reason why you might want to go native versus HTML. And definitely there is good reasons why you want to go HTML and not native as well. So with that, probably the discussion will lead us to Xamarin. Xamarin have been great friends of ours for over a decade from my old life at Borland, where I used to work on Delphi and C++ and so on. So I knew Miguel and the guys over there. And I have to say, always been impressed with their intelligence and incredible work that they do. So the idea for me to be able to ask my team to learn Xamarin was very easy, because building the middle tiers in C#, which everybody here is an expert in, and not having to rewrite it three times, once in Objective-C and once in Java and once in C#, that brings a lot to the table for us. So it cuts probably about 40% of the cost of building application. And I wanted to also mention that it's not true that you can do the whole thing in Xamarin C#. I do believe that the majority can be done in there, but always want to make the views and the user interface native to that platform to make sure that you are first-class citizen of that platform as well.
Now, you have a very interesting philosophy about your organization, because if you go on to the Falafel site and you look at the About Us section, I think it's called, there you see no one with the designation of junior developer or junior consultant. It's entirely senior folks. And you talk a little bit about that policy and what led you to that?
Absolutely. I mean, we are a small company. It's true that we are in 7 different states and 3 different countries so far. So the company grew so much in the last 5 years, especially in the last year. Actually, the company pretty much went up by almost 40% in the amount of the employees all over the world. So we are very proud of that. But at the same time, we do not want to compete with companies, for instance, in the Far East or something like that, to see consultants. We are not going to be charging $20 or $30 an hour for our work. These people that we hire here in the company are senior developers and senior architects. We wanted to make sure that if you hire our company, it's not just to go ahead and write a piece of code. These are the people that will tell you, for instance, how to architect the whole system, how that piece will fit in with everything else you're going to do, so that if you're a CTO or a CEO, if you're going to make a decision, you're going to end up spending $500,000 or $1 million on a product. You don't want to actually be surprised next year to find out that you wasted your time and money on something, and you could have waited a couple of months and a product would have been coming out that would solve 70% of what you're trying to do. Plus, the idea of actually working for a lot of major banks and a lot of companies in Wall Street and United States governments, from the Navy to the United States Force to the FBI to also banks all over the world, we get to work with a lot of big data and a lot of big systems that we learn a lot from as well. And we share this information here in the company always, as you know, on Thursdays. So we can actually share the fact that the team will be always on the same page, all trained very well, and we share our knowledge between everybody on the team as well.
Well, so far my experience is it's an extraordinary group of people, and I think that that reflects what you've put together, which leads me to my next question, which is, and I'm doing this discussion as objectively as I can, when I met you, it was in Bulgaria at DevReach, and the room for you was packed, and my experience is every time you speak, it is, and that people are learning a lot, but they're also on the floor laughing. So tell me about that and your presentations and what led you to do that, given that you have a business that's more of a consulting business, but you're on the international speaking circuit.
That is true. I love doing that. Actually, I've been blessed for the last 20 years. I've actually spoken in 46 different countries so far. So it is amazing. I get to see a lot of different countries, meet a lot of wonderful people. And I have spoken at least in probably about 150 to 200 different conferences so far in the last 20 years. So I'm very excited about that. And it's true. I do believe speaking does have nothing to do with you being, for instance, an excellent developer or an architect. It takes a lot more than that. It's actually a show, as far as I'm concerned. If you're going to be taking an hour or an hour and 50 minutes of somebody's time to sit down and listen to you, yes, of course, you have to show some value as far as technical, but you also have to make it pleasant. And I like to always joke around in my sessions and engage the people in front of me. And it has worked very well for me here in the United States, a lot of different countries in Europe, in New Zealand, or in Australia, and the Far East as well. It has been a pleasure. And I have to say, I've been blessed that it has been received always very well in all the conferences I speak to, based on the humor that I always put into my sessions.
And do you plan your humor, or is it spontaneous?
Never. I never plan any of that stuff. If you plan it, it will always come up really weird. So I never plan that stuff. So whatever happens in front of me during the sessions, I will always just throw it out there and hope people enjoy it. And so far, it has been going well for me.
Let me bring you back a little bit to some of the products that you support and that you train folks on. I know that you have training, extensive training on Test Complete. How did that relationship come about?
Wow, this is definitely something close to my heart. So the person that wrote this product is a testing, it's an excellent testing systems, actually. Wrote it probably about, I would say, 1996, 97 he started, and he shipped the first release of it in 2001. It's been 12 years since Test Complete has been out. And we have been friends ever since. His name is Atanas. He's from Bulgaria, and he moved here to the United States. And at the time, I used to work for Borland on a Delphi team, and we used to discuss some things that he wanted to do because the product is written in Delphi till today. So we have built this great relationship and friendships over the year. And he sold his company about maybe 5 years ago to a company in Boston, right next to you, actually, Jesse, where you live. So Smart Bear bought maybe 5 or 6 different companies and put them all together in one. And since then, I have a lot of knowledge in this product as far as development and testing as well. So I have started doing a lot of training, a lot of consulting for Fortune 500 companies. And the relationship between us and Smart Bear has been extremely strong, wonderful company to work with for a long time now. So we do all their training on multiple products all over the world. And also we do a lot of heavy consulting for major Fortune 500 companies that want to implement Test Complete as well.
The other company that you clearly have an extremely close bond with is Telerik. And as you know, I was with Telerik for a year and a half, and I see that there's support and training on Kendo and also on Isenium. What other products from Telerik are you involved with?
So really, the relationship with Telerik has been incredible. I mean, they are very good friends of mine. I'm just so proud of them, what they were able to do with their company for the last 10 years or so since they started in 2002. It's really amazing. Right now, I know the company when they were less than 10 people, and now they're over 750 people in the company, extremely successful, winning every award known to man. So it's really, really impressive, and I wish them all the best. The owners of the company, Zarko and Vasil, these are the guys that I knew from the days when there were less than 10 people in the company. Extremely smart people, wonderful people to work with. And I made a commitment to that team from the beginning of Falafel to actually go ahead and support their consulting and training. And I've been training on pretty much all their products for the last 10 years, whether it's Sitefinity, which is a great CMS system, whether it's Kendo UI and Isenium, the newcomers that have making a lot of noise in the industry. Excellent, excellent product as well. And we're doing everything from open access to ASP.NET MVC to AJAX to all their products, Silverlight, WPF. We have been training and consulting on all of them for the last 10 years. It's been a really awesome relationship between both companies as well.
Well, you've had me on Kendo, and I have to say I've learned more about Kendo in the time I've been with Falafel than I did at Telerik, because I was very focused in Telerik on the XAML side. And Kendo is kind of a magical product where you put in a HTML div or a couple lines of HTML, and then with one line or a couple lines of Kendo, hey presto, it's turned into this amazing other control. And it's an extraordinary product, and I find that learning it, at least getting started with it, is surprisingly easy.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I call it a decoration framework because you don't have to change your HTML. It can still be an input or a button or whatever, and then come back later in JavaScript and decorate that text box and make it look like something else, like a date time picker. Or sometimes you can do some fun stuff, turning a text box into a grid if you want to, just by one line of code. So Kendo is an excellent product, and it's very successful right now. As a matter of fact, I know you know this, Jesse. It's become the number one moneymaker for Telerik in the last few months. So I'm not shocked about that. It's an excellent product because it also brings in other people other than Microsoft people. Before, there is a lot of .NET and a lot of different Visual Studio kind of intersection between Telerik products and Microsoft. But when we think about Kendo UI, you could be a PHP developer, an HTML developer, and you can easily use these products to make amazing things on your websites as well. And also for mobile as well, for iOS and Android and other products in the future as well.
Let me take you in a slightly different direction. You mentioned having been at Borland, and I'm certain there are some interesting stories there.
Yes.
Tell me a little about your time at Borland.
It was the best time of my life, Jesse, to be honest with you. I was very young when I joined the team there. I moved from technical support to QA to R&D, did a lot of work for different teams. I started my career in DBase, and I moved from there to C++, and then from there to Delphi. And I worked for Delphi for over maybe 7 or 8 years. I was very blessed to work with the smartest team in the world. My boss at the time there was Anders Helsberg, the current inventor of C#, and also the current inventor of Delphi. And I worked with people like Chuck Jasky and Danny Thorpe and people that right now own their own careers pretty much, whether it's a fellow at Microsoft or people that run major development houses all over the world. So I'm very blessed to know these people and to learn from them. And they definitely taught me everything I know about software development. And I consider myself to be extremely lucky for that.
Did you work closely with Anders?
No, yes. I was his comm boy. So whenever he wanted to do something for Delphi to integrate with ActiveX and Calm, I was his man. So we worked very closely on that kind of stuff. So it was hard to do this stuff, especially when you see Anders' code, when he gives you code to take a look at. Makes you feel like you want to quit programming and go open a hot dog stand somewhere because he's just that good.
He is that good. And startlingly, he's a very good presenter. I saw him present on Link, and it was extraordinarily clear, entertaining, interesting. And he really took the entire audience and convinced all of us about why Link exists and how to use it. It was an amazing presentation.
Yeah, he's an amazing presenter. Even from the old Delphi days, from 15, 16, or even 18 years ago, every time he goes on stage, there is a presence for him on the stage and a capability that is unbelievable. He's not only a great developer and architect, he's an excellent presenter, which really sometimes they don't go together. You don't find that combination, but he has it, and it's always a pleasure to see him talk about anything.
Well, I have to say, I'm not much of a fanboy, and I don't, you know, go and get celebrity autographs, but it was a true highlight for me that I walked up to him after the presentation to introduce myself, and he said, "Oh, I know who you are," and I almost fell over. So just recognition like that from him was truly amazing. It must have been extraordinary to work for him and to go through that process of learning with him.
Yeah, it was amazing. And whenever I go to Microsoft for the MVP summits and he comes to the room for the C# MVPs to talk to us, there's usually about 40 or 50 people in there. Most of these people do not, I mean, they know Anders, but Anders does not know them. And they look at him so highly. And it's always fun when he comes into the room and he sees me somewhere. And he says, "Hey, Lino, how you doing?" And people are like, "Who is this guy? He's talking to Anders." So it's always fun.
He is a superstar.
He is amazing.
There are amazing few people human. in our industry who really stand out. And he, for his technical ability, I would say Scott Guthrie for his just extraordinary both technical and managerial ability. There are a few people who get a standing ovation before they say anything.
That's true. And I'm with you on both these names, absolutely. And I'll add to that Scott Hanselman as well.
Hanselman is quite the event these days at Microsoft. And I had the pleasure of working with him and for him. And he is a truly warm and caring individual. And it's amazing to watch him take off like a rocket.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what else have you been involved with this year?
I've been actually doing a lot of training, a lot of consulting, a lot of hiring, and it has been fun. The company has been doing extremely well. Our product event board has been licensed by over 250 different houses here in the United States, Europe, and in Australia as well to run their conferences. So every time a corporation is putting together an event, whether it's a big conference or a medium-sized conference or even a users group or code camps, they automatically license the product to be able to offer the schedule, the speakers, the event itself, and also the surveys all on mobile. So we have the application available on iOS, on Android, on Windows 8, and on Windows Phone 8 as well. And it's been extremely successful. We're very proud of it. Microsoft licensed the product for the next few years for TechEd US, TechEd Europe, Build, and MVP summits as well. So we're very proud of that.
That's an extraordinary record, especially having Microsoft license it in that way. Is EventBoard available for general use, or is it tied to specific conferences?
No, for any conference. We actually have a lot of conferences that have nothing to do with technical. So medical conferences, automobile conferences, any conference. It doesn't really matter at all. Of course, because we are in the tech industry, a lot of the conferences have to do with technical conference. But as a matter of fact, if you take a look, you can download it for free on your phone, and you can take a look that there are a lot of different conferences that have nothing to do with technical from all over the industries, from hotels to automobile to medical to government to everything.
Well, I think we should talk about your true love right after your family and your company comes your love of cars. So what do you have your eye on this year?
Oh, I love cars. This is my only toys in love because we work a lot. So my wife gave me the green light to go ahead and buy cars whenever I see something that I love. So I have to say that a lot of people look at me and says like, I'm out of my mind. I am crazy when it comes to cars. So I have a lot of beautiful cars from Ferraris to Lamborghinis to Bentleys. So that's my fun in life as far as outside of work is cars. I like speed. So.
Yes, you like speed.
I have a lot of tickets.
I will vouch for that. When I came out to Capitola to meet with you most recently, I was in your Bentley and you took my breath away. And the thing with that car is that it accelerates like the proverbial bat out of hell, but it's silent. And so there, you don't have that roar that goes with it. It's just suddenly you're going very fast.
Oh, yeah. This is a 12-cylinder. What do you expect? You see, my wife has a Tesla Model S, and I have all these cars. So whatever she's saving in gas in the Tesla, I'm definitely taking care of that in my cars.
Yes. You're doing your part for global warming, and we appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's warming up Boston. Well, Lino, this is extraordinary, and you've built an extraordinary company. I understand, before I let you go, Falafel is considered one of the, am I right, one of the fastest growing companies in California?
The third fastest growing private company in the Bay Area and here in the Silicon Valley. So we're very proud of that as well. For how big the company is as far as individuals, being recognized in that way is definitely an honor and a pleasure. So we are very blessed. And the one thing that I'm always very proud of here, Jesse, like I told you before, is that 75% of the employees of Falafel have been with me for at least 8 years. Some of them have been with me the whole 11 years. But the majority, 75%, has been here for 8 years, which is unheard of for here for the Silicon Valley for a technical company. So I'm very, very proud of that.
The other thing that I think that stands out in terms of Falafel is that the management is highly technical, that the people who are vice presidents and yourself are not pure managerial, but have a strong, ridiculously strong technical expertise.
Yes, I believe in that very strong, Jesse. And people that don't do it this way, they always end up regretting it. So I don't believe in a company that does very highly senior level consulting and training. You can have management in that team or the CEO or the VPs of the company that don't know what they're doing in the technical world. That will not be something that people will also look forward to. Your employees are very highly technical people. And I noticed that if your boss is not technical, you usually don't have a lot of respect for that, because this is where we're coming from in the background. And we like to actually be able to chat with our boss and ask technical questions. And it's nice always when your boss tried to fix a bug in your own code. That's usually a good thing, so that you can learn from. Otherwise, there is no path in growth and learning from the people around you. So I definitely believe in that. The other part that is very important for me, Jesse, is that for sales, it proved to me that it's a much better closer for sales. So if I'm talking on the phone or in person with a CIO or a CTO or a CEO from another company, try to convince them to do business with Falafel, if I was not technical, that requires a couple of meetings, one to talk technical, and then there is a different kind of people that will have to come in to close the deal as far as business. And when you know both of them, that actually shortens the whole thing a lot. And you would be able to impress based on the technical information, and you would be able to talk business and close the deal. So it's a 2-for-1, and it's sometimes very difficult to have that in your company, to have somebody that can do both. So this has been a 1 point that worked for it extremely well in the last 11 years.
And if people want to make contact with Falafel and to get consulting or contract programming, how do they go about doing that?
Definitely, they can go to the www.falafel.com. They can call the office here at 831-462-0457. And we have the sales team in here that will definitely can help them out. We can always talk to any technical person. You don't have to pay for that. You can actually have a meeting on a go-to meeting and ask your questions, saying like, this is what I'm interested in doing. Maybe we can share screens and we can actually give you a proposal saying like, if you want to do this, these are the phases we expect, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 phases, and what you're going to get out of each and every phase. And usually people start with something small to try us out if they have never heard of us. And then once they see that the quality of work and the quantity of work is pretty good, they end up actually adding more and more. And this is most of our companies that have been with us for years and years, this is how they started, with a small project and then a bigger project. And all of a sudden, we're working on multi-million dollar projects for a couple of years for them, and it has been going extremely well as well.